AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A development in Georgia's election interference case against former President Trump.
An appeals court has halted the case while it reviews the lower court judge's ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the case. The order will prevent Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee from moving forward with pre-trial motions while the appeal is pending. The appeals court docketed the appeals filed by Trump and eight others and said that if oral argument is requested and granted, it is tentatively scheduled for October 4th. The court will have until mid-March to rule, and the losing side will be able to appeal to the Georgia Supreme Court. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The former clerk who sold a revolver to Hunter Biden is testifying in the federal gun case against the president's son. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports a Western official tells AP Ukraine has used American weapons to strike inside Russia.
President Biden recently signed off on Kyiv's forces using those weapons in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. Ukraine's second biggest city is just a dozen miles from the Russian border, and Moscow's troops have been attacking from inside their territory. The Western official says Ukraine used the U.S.-provided weapons to strike there recently. The White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said yesterday he could not confirm it.
We're just not in a position on a day-to-day basis of knowing exactly what the Ukrainians are firing at what.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As global temperatures break records, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a windfall tax on profits of fossil fuel companies to help pay for the fight against global warming.
Climate change is the mother of all stealth taxes paid by everyday people and vulnerable countries and communities.
This is AP News. eBay says it'll no longer accept American Express, citing unacceptably high fees and new highs for stocks.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street barreled to more all-time highs as its frenzy around artificial intelligence technology keeps sending stocks higher. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Wednesday, beating the record high it set just 2 weeks ago. The Nasdaq Composite rallied even more, 2%, setting its own all-time high. The Dow, which has less of an emphasis on tech, lagged the market with a gain of 96 points. That's about 0.2%. The rally sent the total market value of NVIDIA, which has become the poster child of the AI boom, above $3 trillion for the first time. NVIDIA joined Microsoft and Apple as the only U.S. stocks to be worth more than $3 trillion. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed data on the economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.